Dr. Rawls, the principal at Leo High School. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, were you out there last week when they made it through to the finals?
Oh yes, we've been out here for the last 2 weeks consecutively, and then a week prior to that, we spent another week out here. So I live here now.
And how are the guys holding up? Because it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of pressure. The guys are having their good days and their bad days. Today was a good day for choreography and a strong day for singing. So I think that we're on the upswing now. But it's definitely a very rigorous work hours for the boys, along with rehearsal schedules. And they still, those that are in high school, still have to attend class for 3 hours a day.
Oh, that's right. And did your heart melt last week when all the judges had nothing but glowing things to say about them?
Well, to be honest with you, after watching them rehearse nonstop for almost a week straight, I knew that it would be an overwhelmingly favorable response from the judges. I just saw the boys take it to another level once they hit the stage. They really ascended to another level once they got on, and I was just happy to see them. So I expected the judges to give them really good comments.
And how does it work if they win? I mean, I know they win $1 million. That's great. But do they get a contract? Do they stay together and go perform? Do they continue their college studies and their high school studies? What's next?
Yeah. So when we win,
yes.
They'll get an annuitized $1 million. So it'll be about $50,000 each student, roughly. And that'll be spread out over 10 years. So they'll get about $5,000 a year for the next 10 years, which could go towards whatever they want. And we will do some performances. Now, we were in talks with some other organizations that have been wanting to hire the boys. So we'll bring them back for special performances. But obviously, if they win, you know, we're looking at ways to support not only the education of Leo High School and the students that are there now, but also support the future education of the students that are in the choir. So we have big plans for them once they win.
Dr. Rawls, I gotta tell you, $1 million and they only dole it out $5,000 a year. Now I get it. It's a big entity. So the money is split, but geez, is that how it works? They break down that money over 10 years?
Yeah. They break it down over 10 years. So it's not one direct hit. And, can you imagine my surprise when I realized I don't get a dollar from this? So.
Yeah. Are they hopefully paying for your meals and your hotel expenses?
We do get a small per diem, but it doesn't cover much out here in Pasadena. But you know what? It's the experience of being next to these young kings, being able to guide them through the experience of a lifetime. That's honestly invaluable to me, right? I mean, we do want the money, and the boys aren't doing this for the money. They're doing it for the idea that they're representing Chicago. They're representing Leo High School. They're representing young black and brown boys on the South Side. And they're doing it at such a high level. I think that's the real payoff for this whole competition.
Absolutely. It's a payoff for all of us in Chicago. Because this is how we want the world to view us. I was at Farm Aid over the weekend, and the same thing that's pushed out gets regurgitated back to me about, oh, do you feel safe? Oh, it must be so dangerous. Oh, it's nothing but murderers. That is simply not true.
It's not true. And as much as we can continue to be on a stage this big and show the world that Chicago is a wonderful place filled with young boys that are able to sing and be educated on the South Side of Chicago and some of Chicago's, you know, dangerous neighborhoods, that we still are living and thriving and supporting our community in the process. You know, we're supporting our Catholic community. We're supporting the 17th Ward, our Progression community as well. And we're really proud to represent all of the good things that Chicago stands for.
And Judge Simon Cowell has fallen in love with LaDonna Hill. Tell me about the school's choir director.
Oh, my God. Mrs. Hill has been wonderful. She's been at Leo for 25 years. And you know, as you know, she announced her retirement at the beginning of the school year, at the end of last school year. But Simon is adamant about her not retiring. So we look forward to seeing what's in store for Ms. Hill next.
Yeah, that is wonderful. And so you must be that person that's there for the guys in the choir when they're feeling down, when they're feeling up, because it does take some coaching to even have what it takes to get through a TV series like this when the whole spotlight is just focused on them.
Yeah, you can't imagine the amount of emotional, you know, stress that this has on the boys. And we've talked about everything from girls to education to, you know, future plans. So there's been a lot of, you know, conversations in the evening with the boys and just dealing with, you know, struggling with getting choreography or struggling with getting the words or formations. And there's been an awful lot. A huge emotional toll on the boys. But I must say, just standing, you know, courtside or behind them as they've been going through this, they've done an amazing job of really dealing with this enormous pressure that's been placed on us. But I think, you know, I think that, you know, as the songs say, a lot of them were born for this, right? We've experienced similar hardships growing up on the south side of Chicago. So this is kind of like, we're used to going through tough times.
So it's my understanding that America's Got Talent will be a two-hour show tomorrow and then a two-hour show on Wednesday with the finale results. Is that correct?
Correct. So tomorrow we perform. That's our actual live performance, and it's live. It starts at 8 p.m. Central Time, and it goes for 2 hours. And then on Wednesday night, we find out what the tallies are from America's voting. It's simple. The most votes win. And we have a good shot. We've been trending in very high with our numbers. Chicago is a huge market for us, so we've been doing great with Chicago. We're still not as high as some of the other acts, but, you know, we're hoping for, you know, to win the competition. But, you know, we're hoping that we can get more votes from Chicago and put us over the top.
Yeah, absolutely. So I encourage everybody listening to make sure they're watching and that they're voting tomorrow night. And before we let you go, Doctor, what would you like to say about Leo High School and this particular group of men in the choir?
So, Leo, I am so proud to not only represent Leo High School or represent the Catholic League or represent the South Side of Chicago or Alvin Gresham. I'm happy to represent the 250 students that are back at 7901 South Sangamon. And the only reason that that school is open is because of the support of our alums, the support of the community. And so thank you all for pouring into our school and continuing the mission of Leo High School, which is essentially the mission of Chicago. And that's to get people off to a good start in life, to help those in need, and to represent our city well. So thank you all who are going to vote, who are going to tell a friend to vote. There's dozens of watch parties that I'm getting tagged in on social media posts. And so it's just been a thrill to be able to sit in this seat and watch these kings shine for our city.
And tell me that at some point we're going to see them together back here in Chicago where we can all cheer them on live.
Absolutely. We're gonna try to work one hurdle at a time. We've been trying to figure out if we're going to do a reunion party. I told them I just need them to win this show tomorrow. Just put on a show-winning performance and then let those votes come in, and then we'll plan for next steps. We do fly in on Thursday. Win, lose, or draw, we fly in on Thursday. So I'm excited to get back home. I do have a wife and daughter at home, so I can't wait to see them. And I also have to get back to work. Yeah. I have a school to run.
Oh, my gosh. We're so proud of you. We're proud of every individual in the choir. And thank you for representing Chicago so well.
Thank you. And thank you for your support.
Absolutely. We're voting. We're cheering him on from over here. That's Dr. Shaka Rawls, the principal of Leo High School. The show is tomorrow night. It's America's Got Talent. That's when you will be asked to vote. Make sure you vote on time before they close that up.